Hope all is well with you and yours, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Greetings, good morning, brothers and sisters from all over the world. God has been good to us, and he's been better to us than we have been to ourselves. So come on in this morning. Let's talk a little bit about mission. So this whole month we'll be focusing on mission in various categories, mission from various angles, because before you go somewhere, you need to know where you're going and why you're going there. You need to know where you're going and why you're going there. And oftentimes, I hear what you're saying, but I know what I'm seeing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today on I-10-10, and then we're going to pray, and then I'm going to get you on out of here. Hope all is well on you and yours, on your end. I know God's been good to you as well as he's been good to me. I'm just grateful for what he's doing at the Safe House Ministries here in Greensboro. Those who are listening by way of podcast, thank you all for the downloads. Thank you for listening. Thank you for letting me know that there is somebody out there that we're connecting with. There is somebody out there that we're growing with, and for that I'm always grateful, and I don't take those things for granted. Those who watch on Facebook Live on a daily basis, thank you for watching and supporting us. All right, so today I want to talk about from the subject, like I said, this whole month of March. So remember, I told you this year, I believe, you know, I've studied, and I believe God has given me theme months. And I think for the year is the year of why not? Why can't you go to the next level? Why can't you do the next thing that God has put before you? And we wanted to talk very distinctly about that. But in every month, there's a sub-theme or objective in every month that actually help propel you to that level. And this month, we want to start out with mission. We've been starting with mission. Mission is important. Why? Because you need to know what you're doing and where you're going. So as I looked up the word mission simply really means is usually a destination, somewhere that you're trying to go. I know we look up the word mission, you know, we have the word mission in our business statements and all this kind of stuff and all that, but truly in fact, in the root word of what it is, it's meaning that you're going someplace, that you're headed somewhere, there's some kind of assignment. And Jesus gives all of us a mission, and that mission, he gave us a mission, then he commissioned us. See, when you have a mission, this is where I'm going, but then commission, when you've been commissioned, that means that you've been given the authority to go that place which you're trying to go. You've been given the authority to go to that area or that situation or that thing. So not only has he missioned us, but he's also commissioned us. And in that commission, the reason that many of us do not fulfill that mission, many of us don't go forward, is because we struggle with the part of culture. Our culture determines a lot of things that we do. Our culture puts us in a place, in a situation where there are things that we want to do, but our culture dictates to us that maybe we shouldn't do them. Or our culture puts us in a place that we feel very uncomfortable doing them. Our culture says certain things to us that, hey, because of this culture. What is that culture? Culture is just the set of rules of a society or a group of people that they have decided to live by. And many times these rules are unwritten, but there's certain things that you know you wouldn't do. There's certain things you know you wouldn't say in certain contexts. Or even consider doing. And that's because of this underlying culture. And many times what I find is that our culture inhibits what God really wants to do with our lives. Because our culture said that, you know what, she shouldn't be able to do that. Our culture says he should not be able to do that. Our culture says that, why are you the one doing this when you really should be looking here and you should be really looking there. It's our culture many times that has now inundated us to the point that we have become paralyzed in what God has called us to do. And many of us, our missions have stalled out. Many of us, our missions, we have abandoned ship, so to speak, on our missions. We've quit on our missions. Why? Because we've gotten to the point in time that our culture has dictated everything from us. So now we in a culture of like, you almost can't say anything to anybody now, even if it's the honest God truth, but another group might be leading, another group might be in this, you know, holding this, that if you say anything to anybody, now you have offended somebody, and now they started this on you, and all, a whole group of people has now come against you, even if you're standing for truth. And the Bible tells us that these times would come. The Bible tells us that we would be in these kind of places and in these situations, that these things would come. Therefore, it's incumbent upon you and I to stay steadfast and stay unmovable, always abiding in His Word. Because I hear what people are saying, but I know what I'm looking at. I hear what they're saying, but I know what they're looking at. There's many times that we hear a lot of things, but then we see another thing. You know, I find it very interesting that people say a lot of stuff, but then I stop watching so much. I stop listening to so much what they're saying and actually watching what they do. You know, everybody now has an opinion. Everybody has a soapbox. Everybody is in position to say something and put it out there to the world, and the world may be able to hear it and accept it or disagree with it or whatever the case may be. And because now we live in this time where everybody has a voice and everybody can be heard and everybody can be heard around the world, there's some things that are being said that, how I want to put this, that are sometimes questionable. You know, some are reading, you know, people's integrity and reading, you know, it's so many things that are being assumed now when we don't even really talk to each other. Communication is key. He's not, you know, I know what you're saying, but like I said, I know what I'm looking at. You know, I know what you're saying, but I know what I'm looking at. Let's talk in the Bible today. Today I'm in Mark. Mark the 16th chapter, and I'm going to start at verse 10. Mark the 16th chapter, verse 10. It's pretty cold here. I don't know if it's cold where you are. I don't know where this cold and came from all of a sudden, but it is January, I guess. And it reads this: "And she went and told them that had been with him as they mourned and wept." Now this is Mary Magdalene going back to tell the disciples. "And they, when they had heard that he was alive, had been seen of her, believed not." Here, okay, the woman comes in. She tells them, hey, Jesus has risen. He's risen from the dead. And I've seen them with myself. They heard what she said, but they didn't see it with their eyes. They heard what she said, but they didn't see it with their eyes. See, some of us, seeing is believing. And faith is one of those things that, you know, the Bible talks about faith is the substance of things hoped for, yet the evidence of things unseen. You know, we don't always see that which we hear. You know, we hear it one way and we see it another way. You know, that's why interpretation and communication is so critical, and so many times little things can be misconstrued. There can be so many times that you say one thing and you really meant this, but somebody else interpreted it as something else. They interpreted it as that, and they interpreted it as this, and this is the understanding they got from it. And now you have a whole situation that you're working on one understanding, you're working on one level of communication, and those who received it have received something totally different. They have received something completely different from where you are. And a part of this is based on our culture. Our culture, the unwritten rules that govern us. The unwritten rules that govern us in our society and in our places of worship and people we hang out with. There is a unwritten set of rules. Mm-hmm. And what I'm asking you to do today is that you examine those rules. Are those rules what's keeping you from going to the next level? Or is it those rules that's holding you back? Is it those rules that's binding you? Is it those rules that's keeping you from doing what God has really called you to do? Because you feel in your heart that, look, hey, you know, I really would do this. However, how would I be looked upon? I really want to do this. However, how would they? What would they say about me? Or what would they do? Or what would they? What would be the clarion call towards that? And so many of us are more worried about what others have to say about it than doing what God has called us to do. See, part of mission is you have to set aside those things, and you have to walk forward in knowing that what God is with you. So what happens here? So she's gone. She's been told to him to them. She's almost like a fool. It's like, well, who are you to come here and tell us this? And the Bible says this in verse 12. After that, he appeared in another form unto two of them as they walk, and they went into the country. So what does he do? The Bible said then what? Because they didn't believe, he appeared into another form. He changed into another form to appear to them. So even though they wouldn't believe, he didn't force them to believe. What he did is what? He presented himself again in another way. He presented himself again in another way. Why? He presented himself in a way that may have been more sustaining to their culture, the way that they do things, the way they look at things, the way they consider things. Culture is so important here because it's our culture oftentimes that dictates the way that we look at things. So again, I'm asking you, examine your culture today. You know, examine those things, those underlying rules that govern you. So then he goes on and he says this. And it says, and then they went and told it unto the residue. Neither believed them, they them. So even after that, now he's changed forms. They've heard the word, and now they still don't believe. Now, what I find very interesting here is that Jesus already told them that in 3 days that he was going to rise up again, and then he was going to do all this stuff. But in their heart of hearts, they heard what he was saying, but they didn't believe that he was going to do it. They heard what he said, but they didn't believe he was going to do it. How many people around us hear what we say, but don't believe that we're going to do what we do? I mean, do what we said we're going to do. Why is that? Have you built a culture around yourself that people find you not credible? Have you built a culture around yourself that people don't find you trustworthy? Have you built a culture around yourself that people say, when she says this or he says this, then it has no weight, it has no authority? These are some of the things that you must examine. These are some of the things that you must look at. Why? Because they are critical to your mission going forward. They are critical to you being effective. They're critical to you going to the masses. It's critical to what? Your confidence. You must have some confidence in the abilities that God has given you. You must have some confidence in that which God has put forth in you to go forth and go out into the highways and the byways and compel them to come. To go to the masses and compel them to come. And what a lot of this is built off confidence, but sometimes we use our community or our culture to build that up in us. And if we ain't getting it from the culture, then we find ourselves in a place that we are disengaged, and because we disengaged, then we become apathetic. And then when we become apathetic, then what we find out is that as we become apathetic, then it becomes more of a disease, and then it spreads, and then as it spreads, then we find ourselves doing nothing. We find ourselves doing nothing. So this is why it's important that you and I find ourselves not stuck in that place. So then what else does he go on and say? And we'll be finishing up here soon. So then he goes on and says this. Afterward, he appealed unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. So what? Here. He's right now, he's even chastising. Now Jesus is dead and he's come back and he's risen from the dead, and he's chastising them because they didn't even believe who he sent. See, sometimes things are sent to us in different forms. Sometimes things come to us that from a way or a situation that we did not imagine. And because it did not fit our culture, it did not fit the way that we thought it was going to come. It did not fit the mode that we thought it should come in. Then what? We find ourselves in a place of non-acceptance. Now, acceptance, when it could have been the very thing that God wanted. It could have been the very thing that God was sending to you. It could have been the very answer to your problem or your situation or your circumstance or whatever the case may be. And what we find is that we don't accept it. Why? Because our culture says that we should not accept this. Our culture said that this right here should not be a part of our lexicon. This right here should not be accepted. And what we have to stop and realize and examine is, who sets the bar for the culture? Way too often, we have allowed the world to set the bar for our culture. We allow the world to tell us what's acceptable, what's not acceptable. We allow the world to tell us what's kosher and what's not kosher. We allow the world to tell us what's good and what's not what's good and what's not good. When we as the church, we as the body of Christ, God has already told us what that is. And now since he's already told us what that is, then it's what? It's incumbent upon us to take that and to what? To exercise that authority and to walk in that light. So if he didn't say I couldn't do it, then who says I can't do it? If he told me not to go, if he didn't tell me not to go, well, who says I can't go? Are y'all with me this morning? Are you understanding what I'm telling you? Are you understanding what I'm saying? Because what, so oftentimes we have been constrained or we've been held back by what cultures that we have designed ourselves. Cultures and situations that we have put ourselves in. Why? Because of the communities and the people that we deal with and those who we want to have acceptance from. Instead of looking from the great acceptor, instead of looking from who the acceptance, all acceptance come from, which is God. So I ask you today, I hear what you're saying, but I'm watching, what are you doing? I hear what you're saying, but I'm watching, what are you doing? What are you doing? Are you allowing the culture to dictate to you? And if it's dictating to you, then it controls your mission. Because you can't do but so much in your mission if you allow the culture to limit you. God bless you all. Love you all. Hope this message this morning has been a blessing to you all. And take that to heart and run with that today and examine your culture. What is it in your culture that's keeping you from going forward? At this time, we're going to pray and we're going to get on out of here. Oh, Lord, and the Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. We just want to say we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our life. We thank you for our health. We thank you for our strength. We thank you for the activity of our limbs, Lord. We thank you for you being God and God alone, and besides you, there is no other. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sun, Lord, you're so worthy to be praised. Lord, I ask that you forgive us all our sins, those known and unknown to us. Keep us in the palm of thy hand like only you can. Make ways for us like only you can. Strengthen us like only you can, Lord. For you said by your stripes that we were healed. We're being past tense, meaning that it's already done. Lord, you ask that you watch them. You keep our children today. Take them to school safely. Let no hurt or harm or danger come to them in any form or fashion. Mm-hmm. Lord, build a fence around them, Lord, like only you can. Help them, Lord Jesus. Love on them, Lord Jesus. Keep them in the palm of thy hand like only you can. Lord, I ask that you watch them and keep us as everybody that's under the sound of my voice as we travel up and down the dangerous highways to do the things we need to do, Lord Jesus, we go to work and the various things that we need to do and places we need to go. Lord, I ask that you strengthen, you keep us, hold us in the palm of thy hand like only you can. Make ways for us, Lord Jesus, like only you can. Lord, I ask that you forgive us of all our sins, those known and unknown to us. Lord, I ask that you bless marriages, bless spouses, strengthen them and keep them, Lord Jesus. Strengthen their marriages, Lord, according to your word. Lord, you ask that you continue to, Lord, touch them and loved ones, oh God. I ask that you touch families, Lord Jesus. Lord, just continue to help us go forward in the next year and the days and weeks and the time to come. And Lord, we just want to say we're thankful, Lord, and we're grateful, Lord Jesus, for we know that all power is in your hand, Lord. And I ask that you help us as we go forward on today, Lord Jesus. I ask that you touch the White Scott Bumpers and Belvin families, oh God. Lord, you ask that you touch those family, Lord, you that bereaved, Lord Jesus. I ask that you give them comfort, oh God, in the times of their loss. Lord, and I thank you for what you're doing, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for where you're taking us, Lord. And I thank you for this time this morning that you allowed us to share with your people. And Lord Jesus, and to put a word in us. And Lord, we're grateful and we're thankful, Lord. And we ask you to do all these things to others in the powerful name of Jesus. For we know this one thing and we know this to be true, that we walk by faith and not by sight. Strengthen us and keep us and hold us. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Love you all. If it's the Lord's will, I see you all back here tomorrow. Take care. Bye-bye.